This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yes, indeedy, do it's a Tuesday edition of the Joe Pags Show. And by the way, the last caller was a simple example of somebody who has thought to himself, you know, he keeps saying resident, but then he keeps saying that he's the president. I don't mind a call like that. We can mix it up. We can have the conversation. I think that's cool. That's how you do it. But, you know, to write me an email and act stupid, that's just kind of dumb. Having said all of that, it all pales in comparison to now, Carrie, I did not read where this is. Should I, obvious question is it New York? I mean, where are they doing this?
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact.
What do you have for me?
This is from the Free Beacon. New York City Democrats are deploying vending machines to dispense crack pipes and other drug paraphernalia. Health Commissioner Ashlyn...
It sounded like you said crack pipes in the vending machine.
I did.
Sounded like you said they're distributing crack pipes in a vending machine in New York.
Yes, that is correct.
Is smoking crack legal in New York?
I'm going to say no.
Oh, but they're going to give you the ability to do it, but you just buy one right at the vending machine. All right, go ahead.
Yes. Health Commissioner Ashwin Vasan revealed the machine this week, one of four to be set in the city's worst neighborhoods for drug use. It contains Narcan and drug test strips, safe smoking pipes, condoms, nicotine gum, lip balm, and tampons, adding that future machines may include syringes. Every 3 hours, we're losing a New Yorker to drugs, Hassan said, and it looks like 2022 is on track to be our highest year ever in overdoses. The machines will have safer sniffing and safer smoking kits. Users won't have to purchase the items, but just enter their zip code to receive them for free. A Washington Free Beacon investigation last year found that despite the Biden administration claiming a multi-million dollar harm reduction program, it does not spend taxpayer dollars on drug paraphernalia. Several Democratic cities hand out crack pipes. Every organization the Free Beacon visited, including in Boston, New York City, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and Richmond, included crack pipes in their kits.
It sounded like in the story... And by the way, is there an update in Virginia or no?
Pretty much not really. Four people have been shot. It was the end of a high school graduation ceremony.
Okay. Well, let us know if anything else happens there. It sounded like you said that they're putting these in the areas of New York that have the highest propensity for drug overdoses.
I did say that, yes.
So we're going to put vending machines that offer you... Well, Narcan can save a life. That almost makes sense. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not here to say I'm against that. Narcan can instantly stop you from overdosing. But why are we putting crack pipes in? Aren't crack pipes used just to smoke drugs?
That would be my guess.
There's no benefit to having a crack pipe available.
They're calling them, quote, safe smoking pipes.
Why are they safe?
I don't know.
Because if you're smoking crack, that's unsafe.
And you got some lip balm thrown in there, too. So.
Because you don't want to have the chapped lips from smoking the crack in the pipe.
I'm guessing not.
You know what it always reminds me of is Michael Jordan, in my opinion, is the best basketball player to have ever played. Now, some of you can say Will Chamberlain, very different. Shaq, very different, you know, positions, very different types of player. When it comes to the all-around basketball skill, I think he's the best player that ever played. Those of you who say LeBron James did not watch Michael Jordan play, I'm going to give you a pass. You're completely out of your mind if you think it's LeBron James. But Michael Jordan is arguably the best basketball player, all-around player to ever have played. The reason why I bring him up is he might not have been had one thing not happened. There was a guy who played at the University of Maryland named Len Bias. Len Bias, I believe, was around the same age as Michael Jordan. They played against each other in college. He was the number one draft pick by the Boston Celtics in the early 1980s. I don't know the year off the top of my head, but he was the number one draft pick. Bigger than Michael Jordan, as skilled allegedly as Michael Jordan. Now, Jordan has the killer instinct and the want to be the best that he would have been even better than he ended up being, I think, had he been challenged by a Len Bias. But this was going to be a close race between those two to see who was going to be the best basketball player coming out around then. Now, don't take my word for it. Look him up. L-E-N is his first name, last name B-I-A-S. Len Bias. Len Bias was at the draft, was drafted by the Celtics, big hoop to do. 2 days later, he's dead. Allegedly, he smoked crack for the first time in his life. I know cocaine was involved. I think it was crack. It might have just been straight cocaine. Either way, my point is this. It's very simple. Here's a guy, had he not died, may have been as good as, if not better, than Michael Jordan. And certainly would have made that a question for the ages. It never happened because he died at like 19 or 20 or 21 years old because of cocaine. So fast forward to the story we just talked about. In New York City, they think it somehow benefits people to make it easier to smoke crack, to make it easier. They're thinking about putting syringes in now to shoot up your drug of choice. They are making it easier for people to have access to illicit drugs. Instead of using that time, effort, and money, instead of using that to eradicate drugs, to give people programs that will help them get off of drugs, to teach them how to deal with drugs in a mental and physical capacity in a better way than they are. Instead of closing down the border and stopping the drugs that are killing people from coming across, we're facilitating it. And the Len Bias story jumped out at me because here's a guy who is only now known as squandered potential. He only had a couple of decades of life and he's just freaking dead, been dead for 40 years and shouldn't be. Had he just not made that decision, a decision that wasn't in the 80s pushed on him by the government. Now the government of New York, those who are running that once great city, are pushing drugs on people in the highest drug neighborhoods. Not that I want them to push drugs on the low drug neighborhoods, don't get me wrong. But the last thing I think you would want to do in your highest drug neighborhoods, your highest crime neighborhoods, is to help them do the drugs and commit the crimes. And you're right, the story said it. The allegation was, well, no taxpayer money's going here. That's not happening. We're not using taxpayer money. Carrie, who's paying for this crap?
I guess.
Does it say?
It's
the government, is it not?
Yes. I mean, it doesn't come out and say that, but...
Because remember about a year ago, maybe a little bit more than that, when Biden first came in, we started hearing about stuff like this. They were going to, in big cities in this country, start putting in these places, like in neighborhoods. It was a facility. You walked in and they watched you smoke the crack. You walked in, they watched you shoot the drugs. I mean, what have we become?
I don't understand the point of that. You're trying to prevent these deadly overdoses. We're talking about New York City having a record number of deadly overdoses in 2022.
Right.
So you're going to give them the crack pipes.
Can crack kill you?
They can smoke. Yes.
If it's in a clean pipe?
Yes.
Duh. Can you overdose on too much heroin or fentanyl if you're shooting it with a brand new syringe?
Yes.
Okay, so this is just dumb. It sounds to me almost as stupid as the story out of Ireland yesterday about killing 200,000 cows. This sounds like they're trying to cull the herd in New York City. It sounds like they're trying to get rid of people. They're trying to reduce population. And they just want, listen, this whole thing branches off from Planned Parenthood and food shortages and no baby formula. I mean, you can point to every single issue, and at some point it will be about keeping the elite where they are, keeping power and control where it is, and thinning out the herd. It always is. These people have already been born, so they don't want anybody else to be born. You've got idiots that we once looked up to going on and on and on about overpopulation. And then we see a story like this, and the spin they try to make. This is such a benefit. It's going to be a clean new crack pipe. Listen, your lips will have some chapstick to help you smoke some more crack and be comfortable. We're going to give you a syringe, a brand new one. And although the recommended dose of fentanyl or meth or shooting whatever it is you're shooting, heroin, although the recommended dose is zero, you shouldn't be doing it at all. You should only have a little tiny bit. But man, that syringe goes twice as much if you want. And then there's the Narcan, which is going to stop people from overdosing. You're going to have druggies overdosing in the streets, and some other druggie is going to run to the Narcan machine, get one, and then shoot you up with it? Come on, man. To me, this is insane. And even if you're high on drugs, if you're in New York City, you should make it known to the city council members, this is insane, or the state of New York, whoever it happens to be. It's insane. When did we get to the, why don't we put some gun vending machines? Hey, if somebody's threatening you, grab a gun and shoot them. Here you go. It's the same thing. You're offering deadly materials in a vending machine for free in New York City. And I don't get it. And as I always say, and I mean this, if you've got an argument why this makes sense and why taxpayers should be funding the further drug use of drug users in New York, I'd love to hear from you. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
PAGS. Glad to have you along for the ride. I did a PAGS reel, one of those come on reels over on Instagram. You can also check it out on YouTube if you prefer YouTube. It's Joe PAGS Radio. On Instagram, it's Joe Talk Show. The reel is just about there are a bunch of these drag queens mocking Catholicism out in California. They were invited to the California legislature, and I just don't understand. I ask a very simple question there. It's a very simple question, not loaded, not crazy, not trying to be funny, just a simple question. The question is why, and I've gotten a lot of response to that. In fact, I got 20,000 views in like 2 seconds. So go and check it out. It's at Instagram. Look up Joe Talk Show, JoeTalkShow. Go and do that. Make that happen right now. Let me tell you about Eden Pure. They've got this incredible air purifier. It is called the Thunderstorm. And I know where it is in my house. I've got three of them. Because it smells like a thunderstorm came through, leaving that fresh, clean air, that scent that you like after a thunderstorm comes through. Over 350,000 have been sold. It works very, very well. Any smell is going to vanish after just a few seconds with the thunderstorm being on. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, a whole lot more. No match for the thunderstorm. It sends out O3 molecules. They seek out and destroy odors. These molecules even go behind and under furniture. Nothing can hide from the thunderstorm. And best of all, no filters to buy. Saves you money every single month. Start enjoying your home again and get several of these. You can save $200 on the Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-Pack right now. For the entire home protection, get three units for under $200. Put one in your basement, your bedroom, your family room, anywhere you need it. But you've got to start by going to the website. That's EdenPureDeals.com. EdenPureDeals.com. Save money right now. Put in discount code PAGS, P-A-G-S, to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code is PAGS. Shipping is also free. We go to the phone lines. I appreciate you stopping by. Going to be Mark in Minnesota. Mark, what's going on? Hi.
Hi. Listen, I love your show. You're honest and upfront and just a great show. I love listening.
Thank you.
I was just calling. You were talking about New York and the drugs. And I used to play professional hockey, and I used to speak to groups about drugs and alcohol and the importance of schooling and so forth. And to get their attention, I would bring a kid up on stage. And then I would have another, I'd pick out his best friend, and then I had a plastic bat, of course, emulating a real bat.
Yeah.
And say, listen, I want you to hit your best friend in the head with the bat just to get their attention. And I said, if you offer any type of drugs to your friend, you're basically doing the same thing as hitting him in the head with a baseball bat. And this is no different. What they're enticing people to do in New York right now, eat drugs like that. Now, of course, they're legalizing marijuana here in Minnesota. I think it's August 1st. And it's just going to lead to more illicit drugs and the overdose that you've been speaking about. And this is just wrong. Our society is going backwards.
And some, Mark, first of all, I'm glad that you did that with kids. And your lesson was a very, very well done lesson. Thank God it wasn't a real bat. That would have been crazy. But having said that, I understand. But why aren't we doing that anymore? Why aren't more Marks out there going to these classrooms? Instead, we're going to the classroom talking about how to save somebody who's having an overdose instead of saying, here's how you avoid the overdose.
Well, I can answer that because I had several times to get into schools in the state of northern Minnesota. I've gone to school boards and to principals and superintendents and asked them if I could come in and speak, and they didn't allow it. They said, we have that. And so basically they shunned me. Even the DARE program that was here that shut down, you had to go through a whole plethora of options for them to allow you to speak. And, of course, you had to give them your speech and the whole works. And I was declined several times, so I don't understand it.
Well, Mark, I appreciate that you've done that, and I appreciate that you went back there trying to help out the kids and trying to educate them. I don't know why there's this push. Thank you for the call. Your phone was breaking up a little bit. But that the whole push to get rid of the Marks that are out there trying to make sure that people are educated before they go in and figuratively hit their friends in the head with a bat, and we would rather have them hooked on drugs and then give them the ability to continue doing drugs, is, again, like I said before, I think it's a matter of culling the herd. Matter of depopulating. Also, a matter of keeping people drugged or high or drunk. Because if they are, they can't possibly fight back for their freedoms and liberties that are protected by the Constitution. I really believe that. We go to San Antonio. It's going to be Sean. Hi, Sean. What's going on?
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing, bud?
I'm living the dream, man. What's happening?
Hey, you know what's funny? You talking about these vending machines, and it's kind of funny when you walk into CVS, Walgreens, or any other pharmacy store like that, all that stuff that's for free is behind lock and key.
Right.
So instead of spending $11,000 or whatever it is per vending machine, whatever that astronomical figure was, why don't we just give it to Walgreens and just say, here you go, kids, free for all.
Because Walgreens doesn't want them in there.
Well, wait a second. Aren't they doing that already? They're already doing that free for all. So I guess we're kind of behind that.
That's actually true. Sean, you're right. We've all seen the videos where they just walk in and steal anything they want anyway. Very good point. Nick, Georgia, talk to me. Hi. Hello, Nick, in Georgia. Back on hold. Jeff, California, let's go.
Hey, Joe, love your program.
Thank you.
Do you remember having those cigarette vending machines with the pack of matches on top?
I do.
Yeah, so we have that same kind of thing today. Who provided those? The cigarette companies. So I want to know, who's providing these vending machines? Is it a company that starts with the letter P? And is it funded by someone that his last name starts with a G?
It's pretty interesting. His first name, I'm guessing, you mean George Soros. But P, I'm guessing you were thinking Pfizer, would somehow be involved in clean crack pipes and syringes. I don't know that to be the case. Carrie, the story appears to say that it's being paid for by the taxpayers, right?
That's what it does say, yeah.
So, I don't think that there is a pharmaceutical company involved, but I will say this. As marijuana is legalized in more places in this country, it does dawn on me that the tobacco companies that have all been treated like they're garbage and outcasts, that they could easily ramp up making marijuana cigarettes in their plants, and they have a business now and a business model that goes for the next 100 years. That's not surprising to me. I have never heard tobacco companies come out against the legalization of marijuana. Have you? I have not.
No, I haven't either. No.
I mean, they've got the facility, they've got the machinery, they've got the means to make cartons of marijuana cigarettes or joints today. And they've had that ability for a long time. And I remember about 20, 30 years ago, starting out in broadcast, I remember hearing that the companies were like, yeah, it doesn't really matter. And I don't know if anybody else has smelled this, but several years ago, when I was around somebody smoking, every once in a while, a cigarette kind of smelled like marijuana. That's kind of weird. I wonder why that's going on. So I would not be surprised if some company were to jump in. At this point, though, looks like it's all on the taxpayers. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Coming back.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pags Show.